he had renewed those fences, and they had to renew the roads quite often because they didn't have the black topping on them back when I was a little kid. Of course, when I grew up a little bit, well, they had the hard surface highways, you know, but they still narrow. Back today, it's dangerous driving, and it's got so much traffic going down this new park we got down there, and people just wanting to get out and go to the beaches, and it's real.
The beach down there is the people go down that beach.
Right, you'd be surprised how many people go down to that beach, especially on weekends. It's just bumper to bumper down there, and cause we got a good patrol system here. They're holding that traffic down, which
does this road go all the way to Galveston?
The road goes all the way to Galveston. You can get the ferry. It's about 60 miles from here to the ferry, and it takes you about 45 minutes to run across the Galveston Bay.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And then you can go on down the coast, or you can head back to Houston. Either way.
When you were young, your father, being county commissioner, probably did a lot of traveling, didn't he?
Oh, yes. I went to Austin with him many, many times when I was just a little boy. He went up there on business, and he took me along, and we did quite a bit, yeah.
But was the road, did you go into Port Arthur much, or?
Oh, yeah, we went into Port Arthur, but the road was bad there, too, because when they first built the Intercoastal Canal Bridge, it was a drawbridge. In fact, there's a story behind that. My dad was on the county commissioner's court when that bridge was built, and my brother worked for Fort Iron Supply in Port Arthur, and they had got the bid to demolish the bridge that my dad, and I have the name plaque out there in my utility house that came off of that bridge when my brother and him demolished it. So there was an article in the Port Arthur News about it, that the father had been instrumental in building it, and his son came along and demolished it, you know.
When was the new one?
This new bridge here is built about four years ago, I'd say. And that was really a lifesaver to us.
Yeah.
Because, I talked to one of the bridge tenders there before they demolished the old bridge, and he said they had to raise that bridge between 140, 150 pounds in 24 hours, so you can figure how tight traffic up.
Yeah.
And I made a trip every day to get a Gulf, and I'd have to stop maybe one time or maybe both ways. There's a lot of shipping going on that Intercoastal Canal. A lot of barges moving up and down it.
I guess Gulf was always, they always had that refinery there?
Gulf has been there as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And Gulf and Texaco is really livelihood for this area.
Yeah, that's
a big
refinery.
Yeah. And we used to have about 6,000 people employed out there. Now they got a little over 4. Yeah. But I've been out there 30 years.
Now, when you were coming up, the land, was it different here? In other words, they dug the canal. Did you do a lot of hunting around here?
Oh, yeah. We used to hunt all the time, I tell you. It was good hunting here. But, of course, modern days now, everybody wants to hunt and fish. And